Yes, that Langhorne's on the right, babe. Not that Mackey's back in town. Look out, old Mackey's back.
Yeah.
Chris McMahon.
Yeah. On the Fan, McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. Yes! What a night of baseball! Needed it! I got you for 3 hours until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call and get involved. And let's do it! Me and Fleegs with you for the next 3 hours right here on the Fan. And obviously, a big night of baseball as the Mets, OMG, you just heard on the update there, Pete McCarthy, as Iglesias continues to be just uber impressive. Nimmo with the power surge, 3 consecutive games of the home run, the first time of his career. The Mets rally back, win a game 6-2, and now look out. As we talked about how important these games were for both teams, but now the Mets are a half a game out of the wild card and looking to make real noise in these last couple of games heading into the All-Star break, and we'll get to them in a second. And the New York Yankees finally get a win. Finally. And more important than that, get a close, hard-fought, you know, clean, crisp, played defense, pitched. The bullpen was terrific in this game. Even Aaron Boone, you're going to have to admit, one night only. No one's asking you to say he's the next Miller Huggins, but let's be fair. Every button push last night was perfect, and Grisham gets both RBIs. He gets a game-saving catch in the eighth inning. But the reason why I thought this game was so important for the New York Yankees is a couple of things. One, as I said, clean, crisp. I like the idea of starting the game and changing the lineup a little bit. You know, I've been on this kick where I want Soto leading off. I want someone hitting second. I'm either trying to get going or someone who's hot, and then Judge hitting third. I've wanted that for a while, but I'll be honest with you. Although it didn't prove to be effective game one here, I don't mind Verdugo hitting cleanup. I'm trying to get Verdugo going. And you watch the at-bats. I mean, it's just, he's been brutal. Fastballs and fastball counts just being laid on them. I mean, but you got to get him going because, as I said yesterday, he's just one of the guys that we could talk about, and we will at 888-808-1019, who they should trade for, what they should do, how do you improve this team, what Cashman needs to do. The conversations we'll continue to have up until July 30th. But the fact of the matter is Verdugo's a part of this team. You can't out-trade everybody we don't like. And Verdugo is someone who's going to have to be a part of this team. I want to get him going. Putting him in front of a Judge and Soto and trying to get him fastballs to start the game. Now, you're the leadoff hitter. Do you want to pop up the first pitch of the game to the catcher? No, you don't want to do that. But ultimately, I'm trying to get him fastballs. But why I thought this game was so important, and it started with that. And yeah, they didn't score a lot of runs, and the offense still has its issues. And yeah, do I get nervous? Yes. Did that bullpen come in and do a great job? Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the two-pronged thing of this game is, one, the bullpen. And what you saw from Hill in that moment to come in and get low with 3 consecutive fastballs and his kind of herky-jerky motion and what he's been able to do. And, you know, obviously Weaver comes in and does a great job. But ultimately, the bullpen pitching through runners on base, getting out of jams. The thing that jumps out at me about this game is, yes, they've lost whatever it's been, right? They've 7 out of the last 20, whatever. I'm tired of giving you them. 6 out of 20, say 22, 7 out of 23, whatever the stupid numbers are. We know they've been brutally bad over the last 25, 27 games, right? They've been bad. Haven't won consecutive games, and they'll have an opportunity to do that later today with Nestor Cortes on the mound. But what I liked about this game for the New York Yankees was, if you look back, even their wins, whether it's the explosion for 16 runs against Toronto, whether it's the comfortable game on Saturday against the Red Sox where Ben Rice hits three home runs. They have yet to battle through a close game and figure out how to win during this stretch. And no one's throwing parades. I'm not telling you that's the end of it. But what I'm telling you is when you look for momentum-changing victories, and that's what they're in desperate need for, they're in desperate need of some momentum-changing victories. Sometimes it is with the blowout, everybody gets right. We've seen that. That game in Toronto where, you know, Gleyber had a home run and three hits. And then we've seen games where, you know, LeMahieu has had a couple of hits. They've scored a ton of runs, home runs from Ben Rice. It feels like, okay, maybe that game will finally get him going. And it hasn't. And every time they've gotten into these close games where it's won or lost in the bullpen, whether it's won or lost by one mistake, whether it's won or lost by, you know, typical baseball stuff that and fundamentals, as we consistently talk about the fundamentals of this Yankee team, whether it's the hustling, whether it's the boneheaded mistakes on the base path, whether it's, you know, all the other things that have come with this losing streak where they've played like the worst team in baseball over the last month. They were yet to get through one of these games. They were yet to put Clay Holmes on the mound and have an easy ninth inning. And yeah, Grisham saved his ass and saved the team's ass with a ball that I thought was absolutely up the alley for a game-losing double from Diaz. And I could see it playing over in my mind how they blew another tight game, how the bullpen yet again is unable to secure a victory, how the offense is yet again unable to add and tack on, and that's still the case. But what felt good about this victory was that they were put to the test. Every time they have been put to the test in these last 22, 25 games since the Kansas City Royals series, the last series that they've won, the last time they've won multiple games in a row, every single time they've been put up against it, every single time they needed to make the one smart play, the one good play, the one defensive play, make the one pitch, get the one big hit, whatever the case may be, they have failed over and over and over again. And last night was the first time where, I mean, you have runners, you have bases loaded, you have a runner, you have runners at the corners, you have a big spot with, you know, guys like Hill stepping into a big spot in the fifth inning where, you know, you can't get any more length out of Stroman, who relatively kept the damage low but didn't get deep into the game. And I thought Boone pulled him at the exact right time. I thought Boone had an excellent game when bringing in relievers. But ultimately, when the pitch had to be made, when the defensive play had to be made, when just enough offense had to be scratched out, they figured out a way to get a win. And I'm hoping now, as we look at this tough schedule and as we look at where they are here and waiting on the trade deadline and waiting on every other move that has to be made, and Cashman right now, as well as every other team, is focused on the draft, and nobody's really declared themselves sellers or buyers just yet. Heading into this stretch where you've got now an opportunity to win your first series later today against, let's be honest, a lousy Rays team. A Rays team that right now is surrounded and enthralled with their all-world shortstop being, you know, arrested for, you know, sexual assault on a minor and everything that's going around with that story and everything going around with that team, and they can't score any runs, and they're, you know, they're trading away Maton and they're, you know, struggling. And to finally go in there, take it to the Rays, who have consistently beat the Yankees, and Jack Curry said it in the postgame, like, this is a game the Yankees have lost not just this year, not just last year when they were awful at 82-80. They have consistently lost these close games to Tampa Bay. Consistently. So while they still have a lot more to do and nobody's saying this thing has turned around and nobody's saying here come the Yankees just yet, that was the kind of win the Yankees haven't done in this stretch. It's the kind of win they haven't really had against Tampa Bay in the last handful of years. And it's a game that was necessary, and hopefully this type of win where you get the good defense, you get the big-time pitching, you get double plays when you need them, you get relievers who you have no confidence in coming in, striking out some of the middle of the order in big spots early in the game. You get Clay Holmes in for a four-out save to hopefully build some confidence with him. A lot of little things happened in this game that make you feel better. And now they have an opportunity with a series win tonight and the first time of winning back-to-back games heading into the most important series as of yet, as they all are, the most important series as of yet, a three-game set against Baltimore, who struggled themselves. The Yankees gained a game last night, as Baltimore has now lost the first two games of their series against the Cubs and shut out last night against Imanaga. as they're about to hopefully head into that series, this is an opportunity to, you know, honestly stable themselves. Even though if you look at the standings, they're 4.5 games up on the wild card. They've got 2 games behind the Baltimore Orioles. They are right in the thick of things. As much as we get angry and as much as we're disgusted and as much as we're concerned about this roster and what it's been doing and how it's played and the manager and what can Cashman do and how bad it's all been, I mean, to quote the great Aaron Boone, it's right there in front of them. And last night's victory was an important victory. This would be an important series win if they can get this win tonight, which, again, this is how it works. If they get blown out tonight, if they lose tonight, if Nestor Cortez continues his streak of pitching poorly on the road, then that win means absolutely nothing. And you head into Baltimore off of another lost series, feeling pretty down on about the whole thing, probably lose a game because Baltimore's probably not going to get swept by Chicago. And ultimately, you'll be in the same position we were yesterday. That's why you have to build on this stuff. That's why momentum is so important. And this is a big start for Nestor Cortez heading into the biggest series of the year. And if they could ever find a way to win tonight, take 2 of 3 from Baltimore, that would go a long way heading into the break with a full week off until next Friday. A way to stabilize the season, feel good about yourself for a brief moment, and get ready to take on this second half that's going to open with Tampa Bay and hopefully find yourself battling and feeling better about it as you're a week or two away from the trade deadline of stabling this year. So yes, last night's just one game, but it's only one game if they lose tonight. If they win tonight, that's what's called a winning streak. And if they can build some confidence heading into the Baltimore series, that will be enormous for this New York Yankee team. And then the Mets, we talked about this stretch for the Mets, and now you're getting into a point when you came off that 8-game set, that 8-game road trip, where you were looking to gain some ground, and ultimately you come back 4-4, you lose the last 2 games against Washington, you lose the last game against Pittsburgh, and you head into this homestand against Washington and Colorado. You were hoping to get a couple of wins, a couple of series wins. You're hoping you'll go 4-2, you feel fine, blah, blah. Now it's time to get greedy, as they are only 0.5 game out of the wild card as San Diego lost last night. And you are looking at it, and you take the first 2 games of the series, you pitched well, and ultimately the offense does what the offense does. And I mean, Iglesias is just incredible. What he's brought to this team is, I might knock the concert they put on. I'll never knock the song. I'll never knock rallying around something. You know, it's fun to do it. The OMG signs are fun. I have no problem with it. Did they go over the top in the concert? Yes, but that's a long time ago. But what he's brought on the field, forget everything else. What he's been able to do, the clutch at bats, the good at bats, the going the other way, you know, the slick defense he's been playing at second base. You've stabilized the position that McNeil had in turmoil. I mean, he's been as important. I talked yesterday about the people ahead of Pete Alonso and upset a lot of Met fans, but the people ahead of Pete Alonso in the importance and the pecking order of this turnaround. I mean, Iglesias is so far at the top of this thing. It's remarkable. And yeah, you know, you had the incident, you know, where Severino doesn't call, you know, back up behind home plate, and you'd like to see that. And obviously, you know, Ron Darling is killing him for it. But ultimately, Mets played a pretty good, crisp, clean game again. The offense is just, I mean, Nimmo's on this power surge. He crushed that ball. The other day, he hits one the other way. You don't know how it got out. This one we weren't so concerned about. This one's 420-plus feet. He's been absolutely smoking baseballs. Anything in the strike zone, he's been absolutely killing. Alonso does come through with a big hit to score some runs. I don't know how the hell he doesn't score from second base on a ball off the wall, but ultimately, this team now, it's in a position heading into this All-Star break, and we talked about how important it is these games to make a statement to your general manager. And Nimmo can, you know, nudge him all he wants. The way to do it is to win baseball games. And you take the first 2 games against this Washington team, and now you're looking to really, I mean, to sweep it sounds greedy, but why not? Why not? Because as good as, you know, Gore has been for the the Nationals, you got Peterson on the mound, who's been fairly, you know, competent over the last couple of stretches. And then you're heading into a 3-game set against one of the worst teams in baseball. This is an opportunity where you could head into the All-Star break in a playoff position. And if I would have told you back when I declared the Mets dead at the end of June, In the middle of June, at the end of that 10-game homestand, where they lost those last two games after the meeting, after all the momentum that was built up with the first two wins against Arizona, after losing those last two games against Arizona, being 10 games under 500, losing a 10-game homestand, feeling like this thing was just completely dead. The idea that the Mets in a couple of days could be at the All-Star break in a playoff position seems too good to be true. And they are right there. They are right there to make a statement to themselves, to the GM, to the rest of the National League, because to make up all the ground, because at that point, only Colorado and Miami were behind them. Everybody else was in front of them. Everybody else in this wild card was in front of them on that date where I declared them dead. Every other team in the National League. They were the third worst team in the National League. And they are right now four games away against the Nationals team that they've had that they've played very well against and have beaten them over the last over the last two series against them, and now going to head into play a Colorado team, one of the worst teams in baseball. You are looking at being in a wild card position a mere month after being behind everybody else in the National League. And I don't know what else this GM would need. I don't know what else this owner would need. I don't know what else the Mets could possibly do other than to completely revamp their season within a month, score a ton of runs, be as potent an offense, be as, you know, comeback and, you know, oriented and tough oriented as they've been, have the rotation step up and start to give you length, show all the different, whether it's Severino last night, Quintana the other night, you know, Scott. Now you've added Budo to the bullpen. They made a couple of bullpen moves before the game. You're hopefully getting your bullpen in order. That's clearly what they're lacking. I don't know what else this GM would need, who's already made some bullpen moves, to go out there and really try and bolster this team for a stretch run when they've already, hypothetically and hopefully, have thrusted themselves into a playoff spot before the All-Star break. I mean, we talked about how important these six games were, and right now both teams are showing how different their seasons could be by winning these six games heading into the All-Star break. And for the Yankees, it's hopefully stop the bleeding. And for the Mets, it's get into a position where you leave no doubt and Stearns has got to bolster this team and you put yourself into a playoff position. It's one thing, we talked about it. It's one thing to be a game out, two games out, three games out and call yourself in it. It's another to literally be in it. And the Mets are four games away from doing it. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. We got a couple of other storylines surrounding the baseball team. Stanton and the New York Yankees, it sounds like he could be back without rehab games, hopefully right after the All-Star break. We got to get to that and hopefully what that would mean. Some of the other things and this bullpen in this Yankee game we can get to, some of the minutiae of the game, and how Aaron Boone had a terrific game for the New York Yankees. And right there with Grisham was one of the biggest factors in the win that they desperately needed.